Hiya, it's a theme talk. I'm Josh Sexton. I'm joined today by Lizzie Doyle, by John Gibbons, and by Craig Cannon. We're all having loads of bants just before we started recording.
It was nerdy bants as well, wasn't it?
It was very industry bants, not the best kind of bants. But Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Aston Villa press conference, and we're going to react to that and a few more things. We've also got Ben Anderson to come on the show a little bit later as well. Just one of the first things to touch on, Lizzie. It was interesting sort of judging Jurgen's mood. He did seem in a better mood yesterday than he was last night, although I'd say that's borderline impossible for him to have been in a fouler mood than he was in his post-match interview last night. But he sort of talks about that and he embraces it. And I think he's a person who's reflective, Klopp, and he acknowledges, you know, when he's maybe got a bit heated and things like that. Like, he acknowledged when he ran on the pitch with Alisson when Divock scored against Everton. But he talks about the immediacy of those post-match interviews. And I think sometimes that, you know, we expect sort of superhuman things from these players and these managers, but at the end of the day, they're just human beings, and his team just lost 4-0, and then you're throwing him right in front of the camera 2 minutes after.
Yeah, we are human beings. Of course, he's going to be fuming. And I think as well, like, he'd done that classic Jurgen thing, which was dead defensive, where he was like, I don't understand the question. Went like, no, you did understand the question. You just didn't want to answer it. No, he was in a much better mood. And it was funny the way he said, like, I wasn't in a good mood last night after the game. Wasn't a good mood going to bed. Wasn't in a good mood going waking up this morning. But then I went to Melwood, and I was very surprised at how in a good mood I was. And I was like, yeah, because we're champions. Even though he wouldn't say it like that, he's professional, isn't he? He doesn't want to lose anything. And he was in a better mood. And we've been sucked up in it, haven't we? In the emotion of things, like when we do our immediate stuff, it's because he buys into it just as much as we do, and he's a fan just as much. He wants it as much as everyone, this point record, and he wants to beat Man City. Of course he does. He wants one over on Pep. He wants to show that they're the best team in the world. So I have no problems with him being a bit pissed off. And also, like, he was in good mood today. And I think probably they'll have moved on quite swiftly, I think, from last night, because that's what he seems to do, isn't it? It's just next game, put it behind you, carry on as usual.